Metal Jackie, bringing you 2 full hours of metal each and every week. On the show with us this week, we have a nameless ghoul from Ghost. How are you?
I am fine. I'm fine, thank you. Enjoying the very rainy Swedish summer. This summer is exceptionally mild. Very, very cold and rainy. So gloomy and inspiring, I guess.
Ghost are back with a new album called Meliora. Tell me, what does changing the identity of your singer with each album give you license to do different musically?
Well, I mean, it is basically, you can almost regard it as changing the actor for the role, rather. So, I mean, if you go to see Phantom of the Opera 1 year, and then you go and see it a few years later, it's probably going to be someone else playing the Phantom. And that is how you should regard what we are doing. The change of Popeyes, he's just changing. It's a different character playing the same role. That is why they are sort of similar.
Full Metal Jackie with a nameless ghoul from Ghost on the show with us this week. Their new album, Meliora, is out now. Here's a tune from it, From the Pinnacle to the Pit. Full Metal Jackie, we've got a nameless ghoul from Ghost on the show with us. The new album, Meliora, just came out. After changing the band name to Ghost BC for the last album, why not keep it that way rather than reverting back to just Ghost?
In our world, we never change anything. The BC was just an amendment that we needed in order to please Universal in America. So it was basically just a legal thing that we never used ourselves. We have never, ever, ever in the history of the world referred to ourselves as Ghost BC. It was just a legal thing. So anybody, any magazine or any billboard or any marquee saying BC was there, that was just by a mistake because, it was just done in haste or they didn't know better. Because for us, we try to sort of make it as clear as possible that the BC was to be regarded as silent as, you know, LLC. If you're craving Taco Bell, you probably say, I'm going to go down to Taco Bell, period. Not Taco Bell Incorporated. But obviously, I mean, I understand that that was too complicated for people to understand. So we were really trying our best to sort of get ourselves in out of that little problem. And right now it seems to have worked. But again, it was just a legal thing and it was just, major label policy that you basically have to produce a paper. As you sign to a major label, especially in America, you have to produce a paper stating that you and you alone own the right to use the moniker under which you are performing. Everybody has to do this. Even Rihanna has to do this. So if, let's say, for example, that there was another Rihanna, when she signed to whatever label she signed to, she would be the one called Rihanna BC. So, you know, it's always, that's basically why every band that you see nowadays has to, you know, spell, you know, there has to be a spelling error in their name or they have to have a sentence for a name.
Full Metal Jackie with a nameless ghoul from Ghost on the show with us, celebrating the release of their new album, Meliora, which just came out. Still to come this hour, Josta's weekly pick from the pit. Got new music from Terror coming up and more with the nameless ghoul. It's all on the way. Bye. Full Metal Jackie, we've got a nameless ghoul from Ghost on the show with us. The new album, Meliora, is out now. And there's going to be a fall tour, which kicks off September 22nd. Could you tell us how much does the imagery of Ghost influence the music and lyrics and vice versa?
They go very much hand in hand, I'd say. Originally, what set off the idea with the band was obviously the music. That was the main thing to begin with. For us internally, the image came very quickly upon sort of hearing the music. But we were very adamant about the music coming first. So even though, obviously, the majority of the people that have heard us now don't know about this, and this is a bit too far back in time, all 5 years. But we actually there was a time lapse of 6 months between our first sort of demo hitting like the underground circuits until our album actually came out, and that was when the first picture of the band came out. So there was an interval of 6 months where actually we accumulated quite a lot of interest within to the band without actually having presented a picture of the band. So in our heads, that proves, even though obviously, as I was saying, I mean, that seems far away now, and a lot of things have happened after that, but in our initial steps were definitely taken without people sort of having the preconceived notion of what we look like, or, you know, there wasn't like a known idea of what our image was like. So yeah, again, we take that as a receipt that the music actually came first.
Full Metal Jacket, gonna take a quick break. Coming up next, we've got Josta's weekly pick from the pit. Also still to come, new music from Atreyu and We Came as Romans, and we'll have a Nameless Ghoul from Ghost, our guest on the show. He'll be picking a tune. It is all on the way. Full Metal Jackie with the Nameless Ghoul from Ghost on the show with us this evening. What was the starting point that determined the overall sound and lyrical direction of Meliora?
Oh, Meliora. Well, for quite some time, for a couple of years, ever since it was sort of clear to us that we were going to become a band, and we were going to become a band that released at least several records, we knew very clearly that for us to be able to sort of not only continue being interesting, but also making it interesting for us ourselves, we need to revamp what we're doing every now and then, every album cycle, basically, sort of Iron Maiden-esque style. And we knew quite early on, I had the idea that there was going to be a future, like a futuristic album. At that point, I wasn't really sure when that was going to be, or, you know, when we were going to do this. But on the first, just prior to starting the Infestissimum tour, this was probably a month or so before the album actually came out, Infestissimum, we did a sort of a live production rehearsal, and basically I remembered it because I had a new guitar rig, and just trying out that guitar rig, I started playing this riff because there was an effect in the rig that sort of made this sort of spacey, echoed out sound. And the first riff that I started fiddling with at that point was a riff that sounded very sort of futuristic, sort of sci-fi. At that point, it dawned on me, at least, that, okay, this futuristic album is going to be the next album that we make. And that riff is actually the first riff on the album. So the intro that you hear on the record, which is the slight, like the main riff of Spirit, that was that riff that was written at that point, and that kicked off the idea of the album.
Full Metal Jackie, gonna take a quick break. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, also new music from Atreyu. We'll get to more with the Nameless Ghoul from Ghost after this. Full Metal Jackie with the Nameless Ghoul from Ghost on the show. Talk about the new Ghost album called Meliora. Musically, Ghost is rooted in a traditional classic rock type of style. What makes that style a good starting point for exploring different musical ideas?
That was a good question. I don't know. I mean, back in the 60s, 70s, there was obviously way less songs made. So the craft of a lot of bands back in the days was obviously very untainted. It wasn't as formatted as it ended up being. But to be really truthful, we mustn't forget that there was a lot of not so good bands in the 70s and the 80s and even in the 60s too. We have chosen to remember like the 10 big ones and the 20 not so big ones, and then there's the hundreds behind them that, you know, that has been forgotten basically because they're not good enough, or they weren't But I mean, I can only speak for myself personally, but I think that a lot of people, especially that has that sort of archaeological sort of approach to music, where you tend to dig backwards a little, that there's something in that sound. And what I mean with that sound is, I guess, that sort of undigital, sort of analog, organic execution of rock music back in the day that is very appealing. Rather than, I mean, obviously nowadays, for the last at least 15 years, it has a very sort of framed in, very digital, sort of unrealistic sound that you know, may come off as very muscly and very powerful and cool, therefore, but there is also something very mechanical and cold about it that at least makes me sort of gravitate a little bit more towards the old sound.
Full Metal Jacket, quick break. Up next, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, and more with our guest, a nameless ghoul from Ghost. That was the Black Dahlia Murder with Vlad, Son of the Dragon, which you'll find on their new album, Abysmal, which comes out September 18th. Full Metal Jacket with a nameless ghoul from Ghost on the show with us. Fall tour kicking off September 22nd, and what else is in store for Ghost for the rest of this year? What can we expect?
Well, for us, obviously, the most central part is the tour coming up now. Right now, we've had somewhat of a quite low season this summer, just because we haven't been touring. We've been doing a few gigs and a few shows just to basically fulfill some engagements, basically, that we had agreed upon, and just to get a little bit more familiar with some of the new songs. But this is some sort of pre-seasonal thing where we're, you know, in the middle of we're trying to connect the old set with the new song, so it's not really the real show that some people have seen so far. And for us, with the aim of becoming a very theatrical band, right now we are planning a lot of the things that we're going to do on this new show that we're doing this fall. So, you know, we're trying to get that together, and we have, what is it, 65, almost 70 shows between the end of August to Christmas. So that is going to be like the first stab of touring, which is all across America and Europe. And for us, we basically have a full year of touring ahead of us. I'm just thrilled about that. I'm looking forward to have the album out. I'm looking forward to play the songs in front of people that have actually heard the album. It's always a little bit weird when you're touring or when you're doing shows where you're playing several new songs, because as much as you might play in front of people that really likes the band, still they are not like familiar with the new songs. So it feels almost as if you're losing them at that point, which you might not do, but it feels like that. So it's always more rewarding playing songs that people have actually heard. So we're all really looking forward to that. But it's going to be a blast coming to America again. It's always so much fun touring there.
Awesome. Well, we're looking forward to having you and, of course, to having this new record out as well. So thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us today.
No, thank you very much. Thank you.